This is a Discovery Channel podcast. For Discovery News, I'm Will Johnson. Today we're joined by Discovery News' Larry O'Hanlon, here to tell us about how 30 years of wave data from buoys in the U.S. Atlantic are showing that hurricane waves are definitely getting bigger. Larry, tell us about this research and what it might be indicating.
Yeah, well, it's those buoys out there in the ocean that you hear about measuring wave heights. There's a string of them along the Atlantic coast of the U.S., and they measure, they go up and down and measure how high the waves are, and they, by looking at just the highest waves, the ones associated with hurricanes that were out there, some researchers were able to get a 30-year trend of how high the waves were.
How high are we talking?
Oh, we're not talking about giant waves when they're out there in the ocean. Of course, they're talking about a couple meters, that kind of thing, but the waves are really big when they hit the shore, of course, but they're looking at the change over time is the most important number here, and it looks like they are getting larger over a 30-year period, which is a completely separate way of verifying an earlier result a couple years ago that suggested that hurricanes were getting more intense. Everybody's probably heard that hurricanes were getting more intense, and science is because of the work a couple of years ago. It's been debatable, though, because over the same 30 years of just looking at storms, we've changed our way of looking at storms a great deal. We have some more satellite data. We have a huge amount of more power in looking at them from the different kinds of satellites. So in order to do that, they've had to mix together different kinds of data. And every time you mix data from different kinds of sources over the years, you have a chance of having errors, or say your error might be larger than the change you're looking for. So some people have argued against the idea that we have data showing intensification of hurricanes. Well, this wave work here, this wave data, is an entirely different data set, and the buoys haven't changed much in 30 years, and they haven't even moved the buoys. So it's a pretty continuous, reliable data set. It appears to be confirming that hurricanes are getting more intense.
Now, I'm certain that some would argue that 30 years doesn't necessarily show that hurricanes are getting stronger over a longer period. Let's say it might be part of a cycle where hurricanes are getting stronger and then weaker. Maybe a longer period needs to be looked at?
Yeah, well, certainly. And the trouble there is we just don't have a longer period of data.
Right.
We just run into that perpetual problem in science when we look at climate is you only have data back so far, and it's hard to connect. If you found some kind of other indicator of paleo, you know, old hurricanes, you have to calibrate it to match the wave data somehow. That's a real tough thing to do. On the other side, we're still getting data from these buoys, and so every year that goes by, we have a little more data, and we can keep looking at it and see what's going on. It's pretty subtle changes. I mean, you wouldn't see it in 10 years. It takes at least 30. Maybe 50, 100 years before you can really start seeing the patterns. And that's the scale at which climate is changing, especially in non-polar regions, where the polars will really see changes much more dramatically. But these trends are apparently happening, and we'll know more as time goes on.
And the link between hurricanes and a changing climate is, could you clarify that for us?
Well, that's a little more speculative, of course. There's reason to believe that if you have more energy, more heat, in the Earth system, that storms would have more energy too, which means higher winds, and it's just revved up that much more. So it matches the theory, but exactly how it matches, that's something for modelers to figure out, and hopefully we'll know in a few years a little bit better what the direct connection is.
And certainly a controversial topic, as that all leads into whether climate is actually changing enough to indicate global warming.
Yeah, this would be a bad news if it's one of the results of global warming, and it's different in different ocean basins as well. I should point out that one of that work a couple of years ago that indicated intensification also suggested that in most ocean basins there weren't more hurricanes; they were just getting stronger. The only exception was the North Atlantic, the one folks in the U.S. are most interested in. They're both getting more intense and more of them in that one basin.
Okay. Well, Discovery News, Larry O'Hanlon, thanks for your time.
Thanks, Will.
And for Discovery News, I'm Will Johnson.